This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. A coalition of environmental groups wants Vermont to become the first state in the country to impose a pollution tax on fossil fuels. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, one powerful Democratic lawmaker says he intends to make it happen.
East Montpelier Representative Tony Klein is the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, and he made a room full of environmental advocates very happy on Thursday when he outlined what he said will be a top legislative priority for him next year.
And we are drafting and introducing a carbon pollution tax bill that will grow our economy. And we have every intention of moving this bill through the entire committee process and onto the floor of the House this session. And I'm happy.
Ben Walsh is a clean energy advocate for the Vermont Public Interest Research Group.
This policy will create jobs for Vermont, it will grow Vermont's economy, and it will cut Vermont's carbon pollution.
VPIRG has joined forces with some of the state's highest-profile environmental groups, as well as some for-profit renewable energy companies, to form a new organization called Energy Independent Vermont. Carbon taxes are designed to curb consumption of fossil fuels that emit the carbon dioxide responsible for climate change. But a $40,000 study commissioned by the coalition says a carbon tax would be good for jobs and wages as well. John Erickson, a professor at the Gund School of Environmental Economics at the University of Vermont, says it isn't the first analysis to show the financial benefits of carbon taxes. And while most of the money spent on fossil fuels ends up in the pockets of someone outside Vermont, Erickson says dollars spent on efficiency projects or locally sourced renewables are more likely to remain in the Vermont economy.
We tax the things that we don't want, pollution, and we invest in the things that we do want, jobs and clean energy. Economists have long argued for markets to work best, prices must tell the truth. Very simple.
Matt Cota is the executive director of the Vermont Fuel Dealers Association. Cota says the proposal certainly would not improve the household economies of the 300,000 Vermonters who rely on heating oil to warm their homes every winter.
Increasing the cost of Vermonters to heat their home and drive to work is not going to help Vermont's economy.
Governor Peter Shumlin says that while he supports the idea of a regional or national carbon tax, he says Vermont can't afford to go it alone.
If you have a high carbon tax in the gas station on this side of the Chesterfield Bridge, and you have no carbon tax on the other side of the bridge, pretty clear what you're going to do to go fill up your tank. So there are some real challenges for a small rural state.
Representative Klein says he's still developing the details of his carbon tax legislation. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.